Many years ago, I went on a door-to-door mission of evangelization in New Mexico, and one of the people that went with me would begin evangelizing to those on whose door we knocked by saying, "Do you know that we as Catholics have Jesus in the Eucharist?" And I thought to myself, what a terrible place to start. How are they going to begin accepting this? How can that be the first thing that you talk about? Perhaps I was wrong. Listen to this next section where Zachary King, a former Satanist, brings his Baptist father to Eucharistic adoration and the experience that he had. Maybe we should do likewise. Check this out.
My dad had listened to me and my ex-wife talk about adoration this and adoration that and going to adoration and just coming back from adoration and I need to go spend some time in adoration. And every conversation was about adoration or mass. And I'm pulling up to the adoration chapel and I'm asking my dad, because he's Protestant, do you want to stay in the car with the air conditioner on or just all the windows up? You tell me. I don't know how long I'll be in there. And he says, where are we? And I said, this is the adoration chapel. And he goes, oh, I'd like to go in. I was like, really? Why? And he said, because I want to see what all the hubbub's about. He says, you guys, every other word out of your mouth is adoration. So I want to see what it's about. So I said, okay. And I helped my dad get in there. He's on a walker. And, you know, at this time, he was probably like 81, 82 years old. And he walks in. I open the door. We have the type of adoration chapel that if nobody's there, if somebody's going to leave, you can shut down the whole thing so that Jesus isn't left alone. The monstrance was custom built in Italy, and Father Dennis Cooney was the priest that had it made, and it looks like a work of art. It's got this like burgundy area, and that's where the Eucharist goes, and then there's a door that can close for that. Or, you know, if you're going to leave, you close the door, turn out the candle, and turn out all the lights. When you come back in, if there's nobody there, you turn on the lights, turn on the candle, it's electric, and then you open the door, you know, genuflect, open the door, genuflect again, and step down. And it's like, and then it's this large silver, it looks like there's a burst here and a tail that goes off to the right. And it just looks like a work of art that would go on your wall. It's probably like 5 feet wide or something like that. But it's, that's our monstrance. And so my dad comes in, I do all the genuflecting and turning on everything. And my dad is sitting on the very back pew and I'm sitting about halfway. And I have a little conversation with Jesus, you know, and tell him, hey, you've never seen my dad at adoration. What do you think? And then this large Mexican family comes in. Now, the family is, we have a lot of Hispanic families in this church, and we have on Sunday we have four masses. We have the Novus Ordo masses that happen at like 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and noon, and then we have a Spanish mass at 5 p.m., and then we have the, you can also go to the 4 p.m. on Saturday, and all of these masses, the church will be full. The church has like 3,000 families in it. So, you know, every mass is full, and this family has like 12 people in it. So it's like 12 kids plus a mom and a dad. And we have a bunch of families like that. And they all came in and they all spoke to my dad and they were very respectful. And my dad is a former Marine, so he's very big on respect. So they were very respectful. He liked that. And they sat in and then I was ready to go. And I asked them, if you're the last people here, do you know how to shut all this down? And they assured me they did. So I was like, great. So I walked to the back, I genuflect again, and I get my dad, and he's ready to go. And we go out and we get in the car. And now I've got him in the car and we're about to drive away. And I said, so now that you've been in there, what'd you think? And he says, it's weird. He said, I have never been in a room and felt such joy and peace and love from just being in a room. He says, I'm with you at home. So I was with you in there. But I still felt all this joy, peace, and love that I would think that if it was you, that I would feel that way with you at home. But I don't. I feel that way here. And here is the only place. And I said, well, let me tell you why that is. I said, you know that you're Baptist, so you believe the Spirit of God is everywhere. He goes, yes, I believe that. I said, well, did you see that artwork on the wall when I took a door and I opened it? He goes, yes. I said, did you see what was in it? It was round and a big, kind of like a big wafer. He goes, yes. I said, okay, through transubstantiation, our priest converts that from being mere bread to being the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, and that exists in every Catholic church around the world. So you were sitting in front of the literal body of Christ. And he's like, wow. Well, I felt it. He said, is that at the Mass too? I said, yes, it's at every Mass. They do that right in front of us. They consecrate the body and the blood, and then you go up and you take it. You're in a state of grace and you're Catholic. You know, and he was like, that's amazing. I think had my dad lived longer, I would have gotten him to go to Mass. But I failed until he died. But before he died, I said, okay, I know you're Baptist, but do you really want a Baptist funeral? And he was like, I don't care. I'll be dead. I said, can I give you a Catholic Mass? He goes, yeah, that's fine. I'll do that. So I finally got him to a Mass. But if you're wondering, how many Masses does it take to get a Protestant at least to purgatory? My friend Sister Purity bought my family Masses 2 months before my dad passed away. So he had 60 Masses before he died. So I'm thinking it takes 60 Masses while he's alive to get him to purgatory. Because I knew God would not have taken him until it was his time. And maybe his time meant that, well, he's got to have, you know, this many Masses, you know, this many blessings, you know, and, you know, this many graces, and this will get him into purgatory.